You are listening to 漫画先生。
Welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we are talking a little bit more about ho. Ho ga ii, in fact. So let's first talk about this sentence and talk about what we've been doing with ho and yori these past couple of days. Recently, we've been talking about yori being the contrastive particle. It indicates that A is being compared to B, or simply that A is this topic and B, yori, is less than or more than, or is being compared against the first thing. Now, we've seen the sentence also, we have no ho ga, which are actually saying something is more than whatever is marked with yori. A no ho ga, B yori, and then interadjective here. Now, we can say a lot of things with no ho ga, and we can say a lot of things with yori, and simply yori on its own. However, there is a phrase that is often used in Japanese. In fact, I think it may be used more often than yori and ho ga together and used by itself. That is ho ga ii. Now, ho is marking, it's usually indicating a way, a methodology. But in today's contract, we're going to be identifying the topic of whatever we're talking about. And then ho ga, that's the thing we're going to be talking about. And then E is in terms of the adjective meaning good. Okay. So I put this in my head as I do not like direct translations as better. However, in colloquial Japanese, what it or translates to is had better do. So if I say something along the lines of you better study Japanese every day, it would be something along the lines of 毎日, every day. I'm going to put a space there. 日本語を勉強する方がいいです。Okay? So 毎日, every day. 日本語, Japanese, を, the direct object. 勉強する, 勉強するis to study, right? 勉強する方がいい。So we're going to have 方がいい. Now, the one thing to keep in mind about ho ga ii is it's almost always used with past tense. We're going to conjugate with ta. So we're going to go back to the same sentence again now that we know how to use it. You should, it would be, now, okay, before I do that, let's explain my translation. So you should study Japanese every day. You should. However, the words that we're using, it'd be better if you studied every day. It'd be good. I cannot tell you in Japanese to do something per se. That's your actions, but I could say it's better if you. It's better if you study every day. You should study every day. If you do study every day, that's a good thing. Okay. So now we're going to go back to the same sentence. We're going to say it grammatically correct. Now we have the correct verb in there. So we're going to be 毎日日本語を勉強する, put in base ta or past tense, becomes 勉強した方がいい. Now, because e is in the present form, it is not being put in past form like 勉強した is. The sentence is still present, but we're simply using ta to conjugate, to connect it to 方がいい, because that's how these two puzzle pieces connect together. Okay? So if I use another sentence, if I say you should eat vegetables, your mother tells you should eat vegetables, right? I could say 野菜を食べた方がいいですよ. You should eat your vegetables. You better eat your vegetables. It would be better if you ate your vegetables, right? Should I head home now? Would it be better if I head home now? もう帰る is just to go home. 帰った, small tsu there. 帰った方がいいですか? Should I head home? You know, if it's getting late and you don't want to impose upon someone, I write these sentences down and then I think, oh, that's really good. Actually, that's really bad. Okay. Now, what happens when we need to put this in past tense? You can take this. How should I say this? You can do nomonakatta. It is not ungrammatical. However, past tense with hogai for some reason is often when put in the negative form, like you should not do something, is often simply just put in negative form. So if it's late and you're about to have another cup of coffee, I can say kohi o nomanai hogai desu yo. You can say, of course, nomanakatta hogai, not grammatically incorrect, but it's not colloquial to how Japanese people actually speak. So you would be nomanai hogai. So it's a kind of an interesting nuance that you wouldn't find in your Japanese class. So I hope that has been helpful to you today. Remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese. So let's make some mistakes. Until next time, Jana.